A report today, released today by the Education Review Office, has found teacher aides work best when they are actually in partnership with teachers rather than the traditional model of working side by side with students who need extra help. There are currently about 25,000 teacher aides in New Zealand. Ruth Shinoda is head of the Office's Education Evaluation Centre. Ruth joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
So the good news is, I mean, that the teacher aid program in general works pretty well, but you have found some nuances here, well, maybe something more than that, that there needs to be that focus on working collectively with the class as well as one-on-one.
Yeah, that's right. This report really celebrates the amazing job that teacher aides can do. As you said, 25,000 teacher aides in New Zealand get up and go and help kids every day. But we found that they work best when they're working as a team with the teacher.
So just talk me through here. What about, though, when you have a child, say, with behavioural difficulties where they need that one-on-one? Is there a danger that you're suggesting a shift away from that?
So we know that some children really do need that additional support. What we're saying is it works best for that child if it isn't always from the teacher aide. They also need time with their teacher and time to learn with their peers in their class and time, a little bit of time, to learn by themselves. So what we're saying is it looks, and we've got some great practice in the report, where the teacher aide and the teacher work as a team so that the learner gets time with their teacher aide, but also with their teacher.
So where are the bits that it's going wrong? What are the implications?
So the main thing is we saw amazing practice, but we're just looking for the shift so that everywhere people are working as a team. So one of the key implications is teachers spending time with their teacher aide to plan their class together, to understand what the teacher aides know about the particular learners and plan a program for the whole class, which has a teacher aide and the teacher working together.
What is the primary purpose of teacher aides? Because are there examples where they're in a sense being used because a class, for example, can't deal with a behavioural issue with a particular child, or are they being used to enhance, you know, educational outcomes?
So teacher aides play a really critical role in the class, and what we saw is that they can do four things. So some teacher aides support the whole class, for example, where the teacher's setting the tasks and the teacher aides really helping students complete them. Some teacher aides do specific work with kids who need to catch up, for example, on literacy and numeracy. As we said, teacher aides can help children with additional needs, but also 20% of teacher aides are Māori, and so they can build Te Ao Māori capability for the children in the class, but also for the teacher. So they play a really critical role across a whole range of different things.
I guess people listening to this, perhaps with children who have some learning difficulties or who do rely on teacher aides, might be worried that there is a move away here from that one-on-one attention, which some of them, you know, need and has been so important to their education. Can you give an assurance that we're not going to see, you know, a complete move away from that?
Absolutely. What this report does is it celebrates the great work that teacher aides are doing, and we know many parents appreciate, where their learner not only gets the one-on-one time with their teacher aide, but also gets time with their teacher too, and also gets time with other children in the class. And we just know now that that's so much better for the learner if they get to do all those things.
Ruth Shinoda, thank you very much for that. That is the head of the Education Evaluation Centre, which is part of the Education Review Office, talking about teacher aides.